Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So on the Window Nation guest hotline with the Baltimore Banner, let's welcome back to the show, Childs Walker. Childs, good morning. How are you feeling?
Doing all right. Just waiting to see if we see that number 8 in a couple hours, right?
No doubt, because if there's no number 8, the number we're going to see is 1-6, probably. And just doing some intel here during the break. Since the merger of 1970, only one team, pardon me, has made the playoffs starting 1-6. That was the 1970 Bengals, who then would win it, 7 in a row, finished 8-6, or was that it? Yeah. Lost to the Colts, Baltimore, that is, at Memorial Stadium in the divisional round. But point is, the chances of a 1-6 team making the playoffs are pretty slim, even with a 17-game schedule here. So as you were out there on Monday, Childs, is there still hope that as the schedule gets easier, the wins will start to accumulate here?
I mean, I think there's hope, but this is a playoff game. I mean, you have to look at it that way. You know, you already laid it out. I mean, if they drop to 1-6, then the chances are almost nil. You know, they would then be in a position where you maybe don't have to win out, but you can only lose one more game. I mean, the margin for error shrinks to almost nothing. If they win this week, then they come right back and beat the Dolphins, who were obviously reeling and you know, maybe the worst team in the league. Then, you know, you start to feel better about yourself, especially if you play well in those games. You know, maybe you make a move at the deadline at that point, you know, if you see enough in these two games. So, I mean, is there an avenue to where, you know, everybody could be feeling better in 10 days? Sure. But it's already a pretty narrow path, and it shrinks to almost nothing if they lose on Sunday.
Well, the thing that helps them is the division is not great. And, you know, yeah. And Pittsburgh's yep. got a tough schedule. So, Childs, I don't know. Like I told Bob, I think 9 wins the division. What do you think?
I don't think 9 you feel great. I think 9 you have a shot to win the division. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it's all about – a lot of the reason to still feel okay about them is contextual. I mean, you know, part of it is, you know, where they could get back to as a team, but a lot of it is the division. Frankly, the bottom of the AFC. I mean, it's not there's not a tremendous amount of quality, you know, competing for those last couple spots. I mean, I can't remember some podcast the other day, somebody saying, well, you know, if the Ravens were going to do it, they would have to do it by winning the AFC North. You know, they're not going to be able to snatch one of those wild card spots. I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, I think there's still the possibility they could get to 10-7 and beat out some of those other sort of raggedy contenders. So, I mean, there are still possibilities out there for them, and the division is certainly one. And I guess the one thing that's working against them there is that, I mean, the Bengals have at least so far managed to hang around without Burrow. I mean, Flacco obviously actually looked good in the last game. You know, does that hold up? I don't know, but I mean, the division is a little murkier than maybe you like if you're the Ravens. But yes, there's still multiple avenues for them right now.
Now, when you were out there Monday, what'd you see of Ricard?
I should say this. I was actually not out there on Monday. I was still out of town. So I didn't see him with my own eyes. I mean, I know there's been a lot of optimism that, you know, this is the game that, that Ricard is back, but there's also been a lot of uncertainty with this injury. So, you know, I didn't see it on Monday, but you know, I think it's probably still a little iffy.
All right, Charles, how do you think they're going to try to create pressure? Because, I mean, they've proven through six games they can't get their rush in four. You know, so what are the, who's going to lead the team in sacks? Is it going to be Hamilton or Marlin, probably?
I mean, it's the biggest weakness on the team. I mean, I don't know that I see a lot of hope on that front. I mean, I did like some of what we saw from the defense against the Rams, you know, with Gilman back there, with them being able to play Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage, almost as a, as another linebacker. You know, we definitely saw some good things, and that was against a good offense. So you don't just throw it out. Could we see Hamilton lead the team in sacks? Absolutely. I mean, you know, probably if you're setting odds, I guess Van Noy would still be the favorite. But, you know,
no, I'm talking really for this game, you know, really.
Oh, this game. I see what you're saying. I thought we were talking the rest of the season. Yeah, I mean, you know, Hamilton's not a bad choice. I mean, you know, we saw him certainly rushing the passer against the Rams. But the bottom line is they're just not – I mean, they're not getting pressures. They're not hitting the quarterback. They're not getting sacks. They're not making the top quarterbacks uncomfortable. I mean, they have utterly failed to do that through six games. And right now, they don't really have the personnel to change that. I mean, you can try to scheme as much as you want. And yes, there's things they can do. You know, maybe they can, you know, play around with some more stunts on the line to try to create things for a guy like Mike Green, who's probably off to a slightly disappointing start as a rookie. I mean, there's stuff you can do, you know, bring extra rushers, you know, try to scheme it up. But I mean, the bottom line is they're just dealing with a deficit of talent in the edge group, and they're so badly missing Matabike. I mean, they don't have that element of an inside pass rusher. And I mean, you can't just magic that out of thin air, no matter what you want to do scheme-wise. And if you scheme too many blitzes, then you open yourself up to other problems. So, I mean, that's to me is the biggest problem facing this team, you know, as they try to get back on some kind of track.
Well, I think we're going to find out a lot about Zach Orr, his creativity, his ability to make adjustments. Because, I mean, you know, when you watch the Bears' offensive line, I think they don't handle – they're kind of like the Ravens' O-line. They don't handle – you know, athleticism well. So, you know, try to get as much movement and twisting and stunting as they can. That's what I hope they can do. And we're gonna see if Zach Orr, you know, can come to the party.
Yeah, I mean, this is not, I mean, the Bears have obviously won four in a row, but this is not a great team that they're playing on Sunday, that they're welcoming them in T-Bank Stadium. I mean, you know, the things that the Bears do well aren't the most exciting things. I mean, They create turnovers. You know, they have not turned the ball over a lot themselves. They don't commit a huge number of penalties, but this is not a real explosive offense. It's a decent running game, but certainly not any kind of overwhelming running game. Caleb Williams has done a better job of not taking sacks this year, hasn't turned the ball over a ton, but I mean, you know, he's not hitting a ton of explosive plays downfield. So, I mean, this is a team that, you know, if the Ravens are, you know, getting back on track, this is a team you can do something against.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner. Charles, we'll let you roll. Just look at, you mentioned 9 wins. Vinny did. Maybe 10 certainly would be a good thing for you. But how do you see the division right now? Pittsburgh's not world beaters. I know Flacco went bananas last Thursday night, but can he keep that rolling? And Cleveland plays outside of Cleveland. They're very beatable. So how do you see the North as we're heading to the final couple of months of the season here?
Yeah, I mean, look, if I had to make a pick right now with my life on the line, I mean, I would pick the Steelers just because they're in sort of the best mathematical position, and you know, they always find a way to win some stupid games as the year goes on. I mean, we know how that goes. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be shocking if they won a stupid game against the Ravens. We've seen it so many times. And actually, I mean, I think Rodgers has been pretty good, and they're in a position where, you know, they're a team that's being talked about as, you know, do they go out and get another receiver to make their offense more dynamic? I mean, they're certainly talked about as a team that could be really active at the deadline. So, I mean, I think you'd have to say they're the favorite right now. But, I mean, I certainly understand why Vegas, you know, still has the Ravens in the mix there. I mean, you know, I think the ceiling of the Ravens is still the best team in the division. They've just dug themselves such a hole. I mean, we said it at the top, and that's what we're looking at.
Well, as a lifetime Baltimore in Childs, every win by the Steelers is a stupid win. So screw that. Go. Childs Walker, Baltimore Batter. Enjoy the game this weekend. Childs, will catch up with you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Yep.
There's Childs Walker. We'll come back with a whip around what happened on the world of sports last night. Some cool stuff. Also, a cool thing happened. Ravens history 2 years ago today. Stick around for that. Then we'll talk about these Bears with Patrick Finley from the Chicago Sun-Times. They're 4-2 in arguably the toughest division in football, the NFC North.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.